You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and thank you for stopping by. It is this time of week. We talk all things movies, and we do so with the executive director of the Michigan Theater, my partner in crime, Russ Collins. Russ, how you doing?
Well, let's just say your partner in movies. How's that?
All right, very good. Yeah, sometimes I feel like we commit crime team.
Well, you're right about that. But hey, you know, if you weren't at the Michigan Theater on Tuesday, you missed a really great concert. Mandy Patinkin was there.
Nothing but good reviews.
Yeah, it's it was really, really nice. And coming up on Sunday at 4 o'clock is another showbiz connected concert. It's the Rhapsody in Blue 100th Anniversary Concert. It's going to be at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And it's George Gershwin, all George Gershwin. And this is almost exactly 100 years after Rhapsody in Blue premiered. We're also doing a film series associated with that, An American in Paris on Valentine's Day, which is a special Michigan Theater member event. But if you show up at the door, we'll let you in as well, even if you're not a member. And Shall We Dance is coming up on the 16th. So it's a George Gershwin celebration, both in concert and on the big screen.
Timeless indeed.
Indeed. Well, opening up at your local multiplex. Now, this is Oscar season. There's we're showing a lot of Oscar nominated films, and we're opening one this week. But this one is not an Oscar nominated film. It's called Lisa Frankenstein, and it's written by Diabolo Cody, who wrote Juno and Jennifer's Body.
Juno was great. Jennifer's Body, well, take it or leave it.
Yeah, I mean, she's a really wonderful writer. And this is about a misunderstood teenager who has a high school crush who happens to be a corpse. And, you know, magical things happen and the corpse comes alive and then they go on a crime spree. It's all very comical, at least in terms of the way the movie is framed. So Lisa Frankenstein opens up this week at your local multiplex. There are no early reviews, which is usually not a very good sign.
But what we know for certain is Frankenstein in one form or another will live forever.
That's right. And if you want to choose a Frankenstein movie to go to that is definitely acclaimed, you should go to see Poor Things, which
right,
Willem
Emma
Dafoe
Stone.
And yeah. Emma Stone. And it's Oscar-nominated Best Picture, too. So, and we're playing that by chance. The Teacher's Lounge opens up this week at the downtown, and we'll have that at the State Theater. And it's an Oscar-nominated Best International Picture. It's actually a German film. And it's a smart and provocative modern parable with the heart of a thriller. The Teacher's Lounge brilliantly uses its setting as a backdrop for a look at how quickly even tight-knit communities can be destabilized. It has 98% positive reviews. Again, nominated for Best International Feature for this year's Oscar. It premiered at the Berlin International Film Festival back in 23, so about a year ago. But it is it's very well reviewed, really wonderful performances. It is German with English subtitles.
I got to tell you, though, I knew when I was 15, there weren't good things going on behind the closed doors of the Teacher's Lounge.
That's right. Well, this is more about a new teacher who comes and is trying to deal with things in the right way. And things, you know, the levels of bureaucracy just continue to be frustrating and frustrating. And the issues don't get addressed.
Yeah, who can't relate to that?
Yeah, exactly. Hardly any of us, especially connected to a university, can understand that. But the Teacher's Lounge opened up this week. And then opening up on Valentine's Day on the 14th is The Taste of Things, which was France's entry for the Best International Feature. However, it wasn't selected as one of the final five. France had a choice between, you know, lots of different films, but The Taste of Things was one, and the other one was Anatomy of a Fall, which is nominated for Best Picture. If it had been nominated for Best International Picture or Best International Feature, it probably would have won
that. But, you know, they think highly of this one. I mean, it has Juliette Binoche in it.
Exactly. And she plays the personal cook and lover for a famous chef in France, and so it's all about food. This movie is, you watch the trailer and you just really want a very good meal even after you watch the trailer. So The Taste of Thing is definitely worth checking out. It opens next Wednesday, so
Valentine's Day.
6 days from now, and we'll talk about it more next week as well.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Russ Collins, and this is one I've been wanting to talk about because It's right up the alley of anybody who listens to the music here on WEMU.
That's absolutely true. Artie Shaw, Time Is All You've Got, which is tomorrow, Friday, at 7 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. And this documentary actually came out a few years ago. It's directed by Brigitte Bergman. It's an Oscar-winning documentary from the year that it came out. And she is going to be at that screening to do a post-film Q&A. So that's a very special thing. And Artie Shaw was one of the great big band leaders,
yeah.
A very, very talented guy who quit his career early. He just got tired of doing what he was doing. But he did a lot of things to break the color barrier. He hired Billie Holiday and Roy Eldridge. And it's a very, very compelling story about a really great artist. He was a clarinet player, but also a band leader. And like you said, this is right up the alley of WEMU listeners.
And by the way, just a tip, if you want to stay tuned to WEMU today, I can guarantee you're going to hear some Artie Shaw as part of 89.1 Jazz with Michael Jewett.
Absolutely. Well, something else that's really Ann Arbor connected is The Life We Make is showing on Sunday at 4 o'clock. And it's a documentary that has been put together over many, many years about an artist couple who do street art fairs, including the Ann Arbor Art Fair. And it's about their life as artists and their life going around the country to the art fair. So it's a very compelling personal story, a very compelling story about a style of life that a lot of artists lead. And
I understand the appeal of a nomadic life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Grateful Dead have something to do with that, I think. But anyway, The Life We Make is Sunday at 4 o'clock. Our regular repertory films are late night classics. Tonight we're doing Battle Royale. It's not particularly late. It's at 7 o'clock. But the Friday night late night film, which is at the State Theater at 9:30 on Friday, is Get Out.
Changed the horror genre.
It is such a great film. And if you haven't seen it, go see it. If you've seen it before, you'll want to go to see it anyway. Great cast, wonderful direction, and Get Out is a very special film. Our Korean Cinema Now series continues with Rice Boy Sleeps. That's Saturday at 10 o'clock, or at 1 o'clock. That's a free screening of part of the Korean Cinema Now, sponsored by the NAM Center for Korean Studies at the University of Michigan. And the University of Michigan's Japanese Studies program film series continues tonight at 7:15 with Kuroniko, which is a 1968 film. It's a ghost story. And again, all those films are great. They're chosen by the scholars and film lovers at the University of Michigan Japanese Studies program, and they always do a great job. Now, it is Valentine weekend, and you can go to on Saturday. You can go be served by
For the love of WEMU. We'll be at the Northside Grill on Plymouth near Broadway in Ann Arbor, and some of our on-air staff are going to be there to serve up coffee, to engage you, to have a good time. You're going to have a great meal, and it's all to raise money for WEMU. It's for the love of WEMU. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, and so that's how you can kick off your Valentine's weekend. On Monday, you can go see The Young Girls of Roquefort, which is the Romance Francaise series that we're doing. That's Monday at 7:30. It's a 1967 film directed by Jacques Demy, starring Catherine Deneuve and George Chakiris and Gene Kelly. So that it's a very, it's a French film, but it has obviously some Hollywood stars in it as well. And then our Quincy Jones series continues on the 13th with Cactus Flower, and it's about a distraught middle-aged woman who breaks a date, and her 21-year-old daughter, played by Goldie Hawn, attempts suicide, and it's a very complicated film.
And it wasn't until you started this series that I knew that Quincy Jones did the music.
Yeah, and he I mean, what an amazing guy.
No kidding.
Early in his career, well, he was always a musician, but then he started to do film scores and be the music director for a lot of different kinds of films, and this is a very interesting one. Ingrid Bergman's in this film, Walter Matthau, Goldie Hawn. Definitely worth checking out. Again, that's going to be Tuesday the 13th at 7:30. Life to the Limit is our Weiser Center Europe and Eurasia film series, which they're doing about Ukraine, and that's going to be on Monday at 5:30. American in Paris is our Valentine's Day film, and that's free for Michigan Theater members. That's going to be at 7:30 on Valentine's Day. A great film with Gene Kelly and Oscar Levant and Leslie Caron, and not to be missed, very special way to spend your Valentine's Day. Our South Asian film series continues with a romantic film that's being played on Valentine's Day as well at 7 o'clock. And if you haven't seen Origin, check it out. The Promised Land, just a few screenings left. The Zone of Interest, which is an Oscar-nominated Best Picture. You can't miss that. American Fiction. Poor Things, another Academy Award-nominated Best Picture. And Mean Girls is playing out its last few days.
Well, there's a lot to choose from. Plenty of great events, great music-related films, and alternatives to choose from. Hope you pick one and go see it. Let us know if you did. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.
Happy Valentine's weekend from Movie Central.